T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, knee pain, back pain, hips, whether it's an injury or maybe arthritis, it's that time of year where you get out there, you want to go golfing, you want to go running, and you're like, man, I am in pain. Well, listen, forget about pain. Get out of pain with QC Kinetics. They're helping people right here every day, giving them lasting pain relief using the latest advances. Science is simple. They concentrate your own body's healing agents and apply them to your aching joints, restoring and repairing damaged tissue with no drugs, no steroids, no surgery. The old remedies for pain, they're out, right? They're not the only ones that are there, too. You need to learn more about how QC Kinetics can change your life. Make this the last summer you suffer from chronic pain. They have clinics right here and all over America. This is the exciting new natural way to deal with joint pain. This is what athletes, elite athletes, are using. No side effects, no downtime. Call QC Kinetics right now for a free consultation. 215-999-3000. QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000. Get pain free with QC Kinetics. 215-999-3000. All right, we're back. Marks and Race Phils win. And they'll come home, leave Atlanta, splitting a two-game series, come home, four against the Nationals coming up starting tomorrow night. Our Twitter questions are brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Marks Jewelers in Montgomeryville online, marks-jewelers.com. We ask you the better Vin Scully call, the Buckner misplay or the Gibson walk-off home run. And most people at this point saying Gibson walk-off home run. Let's take some phone calls here. There is still time to get in. There'll be no text line tonight, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Mark in Malvern. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, great show. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to get each of your thoughts on what the recommended batting lineup would be with the return of Segura and Harper.
Good question. What do you think?
I'm thinking I'd go classic leadoff and put Bohm to the number one, although I'm breaking something that's working. But then I go Segura two, Harper naturally gets back into three, and then put Schwarber in the classic cleanup spot. And then Hoskins, Castellanos, and figure out the rest from there.
Mm. All right, Ike, are you leaving Schwarber where he's been? Top of the lineup, number one?
Of course.
Segura two? I don't know. Jack, where do you think they slot in here with everything?
I think they like the Schwarber-Reese thing at the top. And I think they actually like the idea of having Segura like as the second leadoff guy at the bottom of the lineup to kind of turn it over, help them turn it over. So then, you know, the big criticism of Schwarber is like, well, he doesn't have any RBI. But, you know, if you get Segura down there and like this...
He's getting on base. Yeah,
he'll hopefully get on base for some of the younger guys, and then you get some more Schwarber RBI opportunities. So I'm definitely keeping Schwarber at the leadoff. I mean, there's no reason to move him at this point.
Yeah. All right. Now, you talked about the 76ers and something that's going on right now. Doc Rivers, he had hip replacement surgery, and he hasn't been able to golf this summer. Instead, has been watching a lot of time watching film and working on everything. So,
poor guy.
Yeah.
Who did they put out? He hasn't been able to golf this summer?
He was on a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was on a podcast that haven't been able to get out and golf this offseason.
And he also, and we'll put, probably play the sound tomorrow, but he was talking about James won't stop calling him. Oh, yeah, James, call me all the time. He calls me too much. Mm. Won't stop calling me. So
yeah, and Richard Rodgers was already on the Eagles.
He was?
He was on the PUP list.
Oh.
Yes, that bit of information would have helped.
Mm.
They didn't just sign him. He was activated from the PUP list.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I mean, Zach Berman tweeted out that Richard Rodgers passed his physical and will soon be on the field for his fifth season with the Eagles. I had no idea that he was even on the roster.
Neither did I. I mean, obviously, none of us did. I'm just – the Eagles tweeted out that he was activated from the PUP list.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Teeks. Teeks is in Gradyville. Teeks, go ahead. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
What's up, Teeks?
What's up, Teeks?
Well, you know what? It's been a really great day as a Phillies fan because I think the Phillies won the most important game of the season thus far, and I'm in a Gradyville state of mind as a result of that. But I have a question. Hmm?
What's the Gradyville state of mind, Teeks?
Well, it may have something to do with alcohol.
Oh,
okay. It's like being on Ike juice. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
A little bit. You know, Ike juice is a very appropriate thing right now, I think.
Yes, yeah, been passing it out a lot. He needs some, Jack.
Yeah, short
he
show.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Thanks very much. It made my day. But the Phillies made my day more. But I do have a question, and I'm worried about what if Segura and Harper come back and they're flat? What do you do then?
What do you mean? You play him until they're not flat anymore.
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, you play him until they're not flat anymore.
Okay, I guess that's the writing. I didn't think of it that way, but it's just that worries me because there's such a chemistry going on with this team that this team reminds me of the 93 Phillies a lot. It really, there's a camaraderie. But baseball's fun again in Philadelphia.
Yeah, are you worried that Segura and Harper is going to mess with the chemistry on the team?
Not exactly, but I'm worried. Wasn't Segura fairly flat with the bat before he got injured?
No, I thought he was their best hitter before he got injured.
Okay, I had some misinformation. I'm not as frankly, I'm not as knowledgeable as you guys. I kind of listen and wonder out loud, I guess, and that's what you're getting right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, but you know what? Like, even if he was hot or he was flat before the injury, it has no bearing on how he's going to be when he's back tomorrow night, right? Like, he may come out and struggle, and the offense may not look great. It may look great.
How about he hasn't played in 2 months? I would expect him to come out and struggle.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, how about that? He's been injured for 2 months. You got to get a guy a few weeks to collect his bearings and get back into the swing of things. Pun intended.
Ah.
Yeah, you guys are absolutely right. I hadn't thought of it that way, but it's something that's kind of been in my mind for a couple of weeks, and you just explained it away, which I appreciate.
Oh. Yeah, no problem. I mean, were you hoping we'd save a bench Harper? Comes out flat, send him down. Triple A.
Segura was betting the month before he got hurt. He's betting .307 with almost like 800 OPS.
Yeah, I thought he was like one of like the most clutch hitter we had early in the season.
Yeah,
they would have a lot to be happy about. He was one of the few bright spots.
Yeah, and there is always a theory. Segura, I don't buy into the theory that he's like a losing player, mm-hmm. even though he's like the longest tenured player in baseball without a postseason trip, and he's been on like five teams. So like, right. There's a lot of people like, well, does that mean he's a losing player? I haven't really bought into it. But, I mean, 34, 35 in 19 now. And, like, him and Thompson and him have the same record because Girardi is fired and that was the same
right.
night. Yeah, so.
You mean without him in the lineup?
Yeah, which is interesting.
Yeah, I get all of that, but you need Gene Segura.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think. Like, what are we doing? Are we measuring ourselves versus the Reds and the Nationals, or are we trying to measure ourselves against the Mets, the Braves, the Dodgers, and the Padres? What are we talking about here? A lineup without these guys in the lineup is stupid.
Yeah, if you're going to beat any of
these teams,
what are
we talking about
here?
We're talking about the damn playoffs, not playing the Reds and the Nationals.
Right. Yeah, I mean, Segura should be a huge addition back into the lineup. Yeah, I mean, and when Bryce comes back right there, then now you're kind of set, and there's enough time for Bryce to get it going. Syndergaard starts tomorrow. Ike, he makes his Phillies debut. Brandon Marsh should be in center field. Have you gotten a look at how long the hair is and how long the beard is on Brandon Marsh? It's even longer than I had seen in some of the pictures. Man, needs a haircut. But he looks like Jack, is that still how he currently looks, Brandon Marsh?
Yes.
People are going to love him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fan favorite out in L.A., even though he wasn't playing very well. Seems like a good high-energy guy, which I think this club always needs, a young player like that. So, yeah, they added him and Syndergaard yesterday, the all-hair team.
All-hair team.
I mean, it does have potential to be, like, you know, a future fan club. Yeah. You know, like,
oh, for sure. The mullets.
Yeah. What would it be?
Well, so, yeah, Syndergaard now wears it more like in a – wears it up, I guess.
Ties it as a ponytail?
Yeah, yes, when he pitches. Gotcha. Where it was more free-flowing. Marshy just lets that thing go. Oh, can we start calling him Marshy?
Marshy.
Yeah. Probably got to start hitting before we start going full Marshy.
I don't know. I mean, it's good to get in early, right?
I keep wanting to call him Brandon Marshall.
Me too.
Like, yes. I have to stop myself.
Yep.
See, I was going Brad Marsh because he's a former Flyer of my youth.
Well, and you're a big hockey guy, so that makes sense.
I was going to say Brad Marsh. I've never even heard of him.
Brad Marsh is one of the last guys to not wear a helmet. You know how like they grandfathered the older players in? They're like, all right, you don't have to wear a helmet. Right.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. He was one of the guys. He had black hair. He was one of the last guys that was that McTavish, I think. Craig McTavish was the last guy. One of the last guys.
Tough guy with no helmet.
But Brad Moore, yeah, he was a defenseman. He was a good player, too. But yeah. That's what Brandon Marsh, I had to almost stop myself. But I feel like that I know the name now, Brandon Marsh, to where I had to write it down just to make sure today that I didn't forget it. But it's gonna be fun. And they have a favorable schedule coming up against some teams that aren't all that good. But the Mets are good, and they face the Mets coming up another 7 games over the next couple weeks. So let's go, let's go. It's a fun time to be a Phillies fan. Red October, Ike. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Why not? Let's go all out. Let's not. Jack's not worried about expectations. Jack's not worried about just going out there and saying let's make the wild card. Jack, they win the NL East. Why not?
No, they're not winning the NL East. I'm sorry. But, I mean, listen, for this year, for as dire as it seemed, you know, with the Joe Girardi-led team, the 22-29, 8 games under 500, you have all the expectations heading into the year of, we're going to have 800 runs for the first time since 2008 and all of this. Like for the first time, I feel like in a decade, we're watching what winning baseball actually looks like. You know, it's funny. There's been other teams. Like, they went 8 games over 500 for the first time since June of 2019 the other day. Mm-hmm. But we never believed in those teams.
No.
And I think the whole city just has a way different feel when they watch this team of, this is different. We never believed those first-place teams. There's no one showing up to the ballpark.
Nope.
You know, the last time there was really buzz before this year was the Wheeler start last year against the Mets, where it was like, this kind of feels real. And then they went out, and they lost 3-4 to the Diamondbacks, and it's like, nope, same old Phils. Every time we've wanted to have that feeling this year of same old Phils, they keep bouncing
back and
showing us, no, we're not same old Phils.
True.
You know, and we just haven't had that feeling. And you keep watching and seeing little things. And the Castellanos homer today, like – we haven't seen what it actually looks like in over a decade, and I think we're really seeing it now. And I don't care if it's against the Pirates. I think today was a massive win. They took 2-3 from the Braves last week, you know? So they've matched up actually decent against this Braves team. So
they're 6-6, right?
Yeah, and they've rocked their starters. Their starters' ERA against the Braves is 5. Mm-hmm. So, listen, it's always been a problem beating Atlanta in Atlanta, but it seems like more often than not, they're holding their own against the Braves.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a baseball team that's going to be in it all the way to the end. I mean,
yep.
You as a fan, you can either choose to embrace it and enjoy it and enjoy the ride, or you can be skeptical and say, still not a World Series team. They're going to be out in the first round. This is false hope and this and that and the other. And maybe you won't enjoy the playoff run. But a lot of baseball fans have been sitting around here waiting for a team they can get behind and be excited about. And this team is playing good baseball right now, and their best baseball may be ahead of them. So, yeah, I think we need to move past the whole, I'm in shock this team hasn't folded yet. Because that's really what it sounds like. It sounds like, I'm in shock they haven't folded yet like they've done in the past. And like Jack said, every time they've had some sort of adversity and we're like, okay, here they go, the same old Phils. For instance, coming out of the All-Star break, lose the first 3. It's like, what the hell is that all about?
Yep.
Told Jack, I was one day, if I forget what happened that weekend that we didn't get to it that Monday. Something happened.
The Castellanos.
That's what it was. It was the Jim Salisbury thing. So I spent less time that Monday focusing on a 3-game losing streak coming out of the All-Star break and ready to go at Topper. Like, right. You're the manager. You had a week off. How does the team come out of the All-Star break playing like this? and they beat Atlanta that Monday night. And we didn't get a chance to talk about it because they wound up winning that series versus Atlanta. But that's as close as I came to like, okay, here we go, coming out of the All-Star break. And, you know, last night, 13-1. It's like, what? 13-1?
And that game was over relatively early, yeah, at least in the middle innings.
Last
I was
night
out.
Didn't happen.
Yeah, you may as well say it didn't happen. Yeah, it was so bad nobody really remembers what the hell happened.
On acquisitions, they weren't there yet.
I agree. I made four bets on four different teams that had nothing to do with that game last night. Yeah, I was out of that game early. I was out of that game early last night. But then they come back with today, and if I'm being honest with you, even when they were down 1-0, the lead didn't grow. Zach Wheeler was still dominant out there. And I'm telling you, in the back of my mind, I'm saying they don't need much to tie this game up and they're going to just win it in extra innings. That's the way I was thinking. They get a hit, drive a run in, and we'll win this thing 2-1 somehow in 10 innings.
Yeah, it has turned.
So even when it was late in that game, I was still saying to myself, this ain't over with yet. They got a chance to win this game. They got not the heart of the lineup coming up, but they got some bats coming up, and it's usually the guys that we don't expect that come up with the big hits late.
And that's what they've been doing.
And Castellanos, I mean, my goodness.
And to what you were saying, if Wheeler doesn't hang in there and only give up that one solo home run and they have to go to the bullpen and somebody comes in and gives up 3-4 runs, then that game is over. Then it's over, but they didn't do that. So here's Rob Thompson after the game. He was asked about the Castellanos home run, and maybe this is why the team plays for him. Listen.
It looked like the dugout was really happy for him.
Oh.
What was it like in there?
Oh, it was electric. It really was. Because everybody's pulling for him. They know what he's going through, and they know, you know, that he wants to do well, and he cares. And so they care about him. So it was really neat.
Yeah, and if you were watching on TV, and we had I had the TV on with the listening to the radio broadcast, but they showed on a couple different times, even on the replay, what the dugout was doing right after he hit the home run. And yeah, you can tell, like, Castellanos isn't a guy that has struggled, and the guys are kind of like, man, we don't like this guy. Like, the guys are pulling for him. Mm-hmm. This is a tight team right now. So and that's what you're going to need.
Well, especially because earlier in the season, like, Castellanos was there for Bohm. He was there for the young guys. He was there for, you know, and now it's their turn to be there for Nicky.
Parlay just hit.
I know. I saw.
You hit a parlay?
I saw it went over 8.5.
So what was the parlay, Ike?
I had a 14 parlay here today.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
All right, so games just went over the run total?
Yeah, the run total went over for the – I was worried about that game too, man, the run total.
1-1 in the fourth.
Yeah, exactly. I was worried about that game, and the over-under was 7.5. That was the – who was that? That was the Orioles-Rangers. I also took the Guardians over the Diamondbacks money line.
Big fan.
And I took
the Guardians over the Diamondbacks money line.
I took what did I take? I took somebody plus 1.5. And it hit.
Well, it worked.
So it must have been in. It must have been. It wasn't the Phillies. I took the Phillies.
I think you accidentally took the Phillies.
I think I did. I took the Phillies plus 1.5. I did.
Wow.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
Yeah.
Dude, I want that deleted. After this week, there's no way in hell we're going to get through the rest of this year with this. This dude's going to play that drop every chance he gets, man.
Yep. Happy Monday.
Speaking of that. Morning show tomorrow, live from training camp. James Bradberry, 7:05. Jonathan,
first pitch. Hold on, first pitch, 7:05. Could I just pick 7?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Jonathan Gannon at 8:20.
Okay. You got coach at 8:40.
And Nick Sirianni
at 8:40.
Coming up at 8:40 tomorrow.
So I'm an expert at football.
Yep.
It's early practice tomorrow too.
Yes, it's a 9 o'clock practice tomorrow.
Yeah, got Bradberry out there 2 hours early. He must didn't know any better.
He's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, that is early.
You got to be in early to get that interview done.
Yeah.
Man.
Don't worry. Jalen and A.J. Brown will be there at 6 already.
Already getting work in.
Yep. Oh, nobody works harder.
Chilling.
Yeah, nobody works harder than those guys.
Oh, man. And we have Dave Dombrowski tomorrow.
We do, at 3 o'clock.
Oh, big show.
How about that?
Big show for the station tomorrow.
What's the midday show doing? Have they got anyone?
Aren't they? Oh, they're not down there.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Are they?
No, the midday show has someone, but I forget who.
Messed up.
Way to go, Jack.
Messed up. Man.
That's great. It's great promotion of the midday show. Yeah, Dave Dombrowski, who now he is. I'm sure he's happy with the trading deadline haul. So we'll talk to him about all that. The one thing that I did read today, because yesterday in real time,
midday show has Boa tomorrow.
Oh, love Larry Boa. Show.
Right on time. So Bradbury 705, Gannon 820, Sirianni 840, Bo at some time during the midday show, and Dombrowski at 3.
Man, only thing this station is missing, we need Joe Giglio. He needs to do an interview with either Doc or Duro or James.
Yeah, then
I'm going to say it's slow so we can all pick it up.
And Giglio's not in tonight. As you have
he's off tonight?
Rob Ellis. Yeah.
What the hell is Giglio doing all tonight?
I know. The guy barely works.
He's a full night tonight. He just had a vacation last week.
I know.
I don't know if this was a scheduled day off or there was something else that was going on. But, yes, I just saw Rob Ellis walk in, actually.
We are. You take a day off around here, you get crucified, man.
Exactly. So, big day tomorrow with Dombrowski. But really – like I was saying, in real time, they traded their top positional prospect, and just reacting to it live, it was like, well, that's all you got for your top position prospect? Mm-hmm. But when you really look at it and you see the Phillies thinking and reasoning behind it, they were looking to trade a guy that was blocked getting to the majors for another young player that can help them now. And that's what they were able to do with the Rangers. Just from kind of fishing around and looking and seeing what the experts were talking about with that trade, the Phillies got high reviews and high grades for that trade to get Brandon Marsh. So Dombrowski was one of the – it's always nice when you read the articles about winners and losers at the trade deadline or in free agency.
Yeah.
The Phillies were one of the winners yesterday in trade deadline.
Yeah, we have our reaction here to how we feel about the trades or what have you. And a little bit of a mixed reaction yesterday. I think a lot of people were down about the Ohapi, right?
Yep, yes. Logan Ohapi.
Logan Ohapi trade that involved him to get Brandon Marsh here. But like you said, John, you look at other analysts around Major League Baseball, and they are reviewing the trades from yesterday, and the Phillies pretty much are in everybody's category of a winner yesterday. They do winners and losers at the trade deadline. Some teams weren't able to make deals, so they were sort of classified as losers, and the Phillies were certainly a buyer at the trade deadline. Had they not been able to get a starting pitcher, maybe people feel different, but Dave Dombrowski said, man, half hour to go, and they were a little concerned as to whether or not they were going to get that deal done for Noah Syndergaard yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, yesterday was crazy, right? That was we do these trade deadline shows. I mean, we literally got all the trades in right up into the trade deadline yesterday. It's pretty good.
We were about to break and send it to Giglio, and that's when the Syndergaard trade went down. And Jack was not excited for it.
And Dombrowski got lucky because apparently he was having different plans.
I knew it.
Didn't think they were getting a starter.
Right.
So, like, I don't know how you walk out of the deadline without a starter.
Yeah, it would have been bad.
When it was probably their number one priority, should have been their number one priority, but he didn't want to give up the prospects for the Giants guy. Yeah.
Yep. How's Mick handling everything, Jack? I'm sure you guys had a long conversation last night.
He's good.
Yeah.
Excited for a fresh start, I think.
Yeah.
He's in Los Angeles.
Yeah. He's back home, back out west.
Oh, is that where he's from?
Yeah. I mean, not directly, but yeah.
Okay. Well, okay.
There you go.
Cool.
Normally, we
bet a 4-game parlay.
How about that? That makes your Wednesday night a little better there, Ike.
Yes, sir.
The text line, normally sponsored by Bell Beverage, Philly's number one choice for beer. Before the game, on the way to the shore, stop by Bell Beverage and be amazed by their massive selection. BellBeverage.com. Rob Ellis is coming up next tomorrow. Big show, Dave Dombrowski at 3 o'clock, Philadelphia, Philly's GM. And we'll talk to him about the trade deadline and going forward. Morning show tomorrow with some great guests as well. So nowhere to go but WIP right now with Rob Ellis. And then tomorrow, Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, if you're looking to get engaged, support the home team, shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for engagement rings online. Mark-Jewelers.com. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow. See you. Rob Ellis is next. Hey, listen, let's talk about waiting. waiting for your weight loss, right? So if it's not working out, you always have these grand visions of like, all right, going down the shore in August, I'm going to start working out or start losing weight in June and July. By the time I get to the, I'll look great. Hasn't worked out the way you want it to. Well, if you're hoping for something, that's not a strategy. Here's what you need to do. Contact NJ Diet today. They will contractually guarantee that you lose 20 to 40 pounds in only 40 days. Just go to njdiet.com. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off. And if you're not sure that you can do it alone, NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's committed to you keeping the weight off. It's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no surgery, no prepackaged foods. Locations very close by. Newark, Delaware, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, Cherry Hill, or worldwide with live online video consultations. Call them today. NJ Diet. Their phone number, 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET or go to NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good. NJDiet.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.